The beginning of the parasha, Rashi comments, Lama parasha zustuma. Why is this parasha closed? Usually between each and every parasha, there's an empty space. To indicate that there's the end of a previous parasha and the beginning of a new parasha. Parshas Vayechi is the only parasha that is different. In the Sefer Torah, you wouldn't be able to tell that this is where a new parasha begins. And Rashi asks, why is this parasha different? Why is this closed? And Rashi answers, since Yaakov Avinu passed away, the eyes and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael became clogged due to the difficulty of the servitude. We need to understand what is the shaychus? Just because Nistma Neim V'Libam Shal Yisrael, just because their eyes and their hearts became closed, that's why there's no space in the Sefer Torah. What does one have to do with the other? And what is the lashon that their eyes and their hearts became clogged? So, I'd like to suggest that there are two types of emotions that are so deeply rooted in the heart that they can't be expressed by words. The feeling is much deeper than words. One of them is song. Shira. Song is a sense of gratitude, a sense of a feeling of gratitude that a person sings, but it's a song that emerges from the depths of the heart to the point that it can't be articulated by words. And that's why if you look into the parsha's Bashalach, where you find the Shiras Hayam, there are many spaces between the words. Because the Shira is not necessarily the words that were said. The Shira is the space between the words. Because it comes from too deep of a place to be able to be articulated by words. The other emotion that can't be articulated by words because it's such a deep emotion is the emotion of yearning. And there are actually songs that are songs of yearning for the same reason, because a yearning can't be expressed by words. Chazal say, Ma'af sakois mishtamshois, what is the point of these separations between different parashiyas? Say Chazal, litain revach lemoisha lisboinin me parsha the parsha. It's to give some room for Moshe to be mizboinin, to be able to focus and contemplate between one parsha and the other. And I'd like to suggest that this hisboininess, this focus and reflection that is given by parsha, the parsha that is represented by this empty space, doesn't only represent the parshiyos in the Torah, but is being parsha, the parsha means between each and every parsha in a person's life, a person needs to stop and to reflect. A person needs to reflect on the past of the tremendous brachas that one has from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And a person needs to reflect on the future and what the person wants to accomplish. there needs to be a revach lehizboinen bein parsha leparsha. There needs to be, person needs to constantly stop and reflect. And as Chazal say, to be moida al ha'avar ulehispalel al ha'asid, to be able to thank for the past and to be able to pray for the future. There needs to be that sense of thankfulness, that feeling, that emotion of thankfulness from the depths of the heart that can't be articulated by words. That needs to be done for the past. And there needs to be a sense of yearning for the potential that the future holds. And that is represented by the empty space, that can't be articulated by words. The Hidoah ala Avar and the Tefillah ala Asid, the song of thanks for the past and the Tefillah of yearning for the future. That's the Revach Lizboinin Bein Parsha LeParsha. That's something that we must do on a constant basis, to stop and to reflect. And this is represented by the ayin and the lev. The lev, the heart, represents the sense of gratitude that we feel in our heart. And the ayin represents, the eye represents our outlook for the future. The thankfulness and the yearning. The haidoa ala avar and the tefillah for the asid. Yaakov Avinu represented this concept of Haidah ala Avar and Tefillah ala Asid, as we find when he heard that Esav was coming, he first thanked Hashem, Katointim kolach asadim imakola emes, Ashrasisos avdecha, Kivamakti avarti is hayarden as evata yisid shnei machnois. He thanked Hashem for all the chesed that Rabbi Yisrael did with him. And then he said, Atzileni no miyadachim miyad Esav, he davened for the future. So as long as Yaakov was around, he instilled within his children the necessity of stopping. Litten revach lehizboinen bein parsha leparsha. To have that empty space. To be able to think. To be able to arouse the emotions of thankfulness and the yearning for the future. But kiven sheniftar Yaakov Avinu, as soon as Yaakov Avinu was nifter, and Yaakov is gematria, eini libi, my heart, my eye, my heart, is gematria of Yaakov. And as soon as Yaakov was nifter, nistema einayim v'libam shel Yisrael mitzoras hashibud, the einayim and the lave of Klal Yisrael, the eye of yearning and the heart of thankfulness was clogged, mitzoras hashivit, because they were so consumed with their work, were they so consumed with their day-to-day activities and what they, and the whirlwind of life, that they couldn't stop to focus, they couldn't stop to reflect. Their heart and their eyes were clogged. Mitzoras Hashibud. And if we would stop for a moment to think about our current lives, unfortunately America is no different. Mitzoras Hashibud. Our day-to-day lives have become such a such a whirlwind. It's become such a Shibud, that we no longer have the ability to stop, to reflect, liten revach bein parsha leparsha, to thank Hashem for the many brachas that we have, and to focus of what we want and what we hope of the future, what we hope for the future. However, if we look into the Sefer Torah, the words that are written in that space that should have been left empty. The words that are written in that empty in that space are Vayichi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Yaakov is alive despite the fact that we're in Eretz Mitzrayim. Because Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. This concept of Yaakov Avinu, which is to stop and to reflect that the Revach Ben Parsha, the Parsha, the Eini and the Libi, to awaken the heart, to be thankful for the past, and the yearning for the future, that is still alive within each and every Jew. It might be asleep, but it's still alive. And the reason that, unfortunately, we find ourselves looking for things to fill our desires, as Chazal say, that the Ein Velibe, the eye and the heart, are traces Sura da Avera, the two agents for an Avera. Ein Royev Alev Chaymed, the eye looks, and the heart desires. And unfortunately, the Yetzer of our generation is the Ayin Roya, with the so many different types of technology that allow for the eye to see things that the eye of previous generations were fortunate not to see. But now the eye is hungry, the heart is hungry because it's void. It's void of anything worthwhile, because we're so busy. We have the Tzoras Hashibud has made it so that our Anayim V'Lev are Nistam, that we don't stop to reflect. Then instead of our hearts being full of gratitude, they're left with a void to fill. Instead of our eyes focusing on our future and what kind of potential we have, instead of our eyes yearning for a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, there is a void that needs to be filled. And if it isn't filled with Kedusha, it ends up being filled with Avera. And perhaps we could say that Yosef and Yehuda represent these two concepts. Yehuda comes from the word Hoidah, Hapam Oidah es Hashem. Yehuda represents the Hoidah ala Avar. Yehuda is Malchus. The Melech is called the Lev Ha'am. The Melech is called the heart of the nation. Yehuda represents thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for the past. Yosef is a Loshen Asid. He will add, represents that the future holds for us. Yehuda represents the eye. Ben Poiras Ale Ayin, as it says in this week's Parsha. And Yosef was the one that was able to overcome his Nisayan. As Chazal say, Ayin Ahara is not Sholet on Yosef, because he refused to be Zon Einov V'masha Eina Shaloi. He refused to satiate his eye from something that wasn't his, because he used his eyes for something that was holy. He used his eyes to yearn to fill his potential in Avodas Hashem. And when Yaakov knew that he had to go down to Mitzrayim, and Yaakov knew that Mitzrayim was a place of Ervas Haaretz, he knew that Yaakov was a place that where the Treser Sura da Avera, the Ein of Elibe, the eye and the heart were used for Averas. He knew that he had to do something in order to see to it that his descendants will be protected. And he was afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. And then Rabbi Shalom tells him in last week's Parsha, don't be afraid. If you're afraid of your ayin, Yosef Yoshes Yodei Aleinecha, Yosef will take care of the ayin. Yosef, who represents the ayin, who represents his commitment to his potential. Yosef is the dreamer. focusing on what his future has, what the future has prepared for him. Yosef Yoshes Yodai Alay Necha. And then Yaakov went in last week's parashah as Yehuda Sholach Lefanav LeYosef. He sent Yehuda to Yosef so that there should be Yehuda and Yosef in Mitzrayim to combat the Treis Esura D'Avera, the Ein of Liba of Avera should be countered by the Yehuda and the Yosef, which are the Lev and the Ayin of Kedusha. But our Avoda, specifically now that the days of Shavivim have begun, which is a time for us to be Mesakin, the Ayin and the Lev, if we don't fill our Ayin and Lev with Kedusha, with the Hidah la'avar and the Tefillah for the Osid, if we don't stop to reflect that the Revach Lizboinen, Mein Parsha the Parsha, then our Naim and our Lev will be hungry. Our Anai, there will be a void in our Ayin and Lev that will unfortunately seek to fill their void with Tumah. So, similar to our Golus Mitzrayim in our current Golus, we need to have the Yehuda and the Yosef, the Hidala Avar, and our focus on constantly growing in the future, having the sense of yearning to what the future holds for us, for what our potential holds for us. And the schus of doing so will be zoiche to both Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, which is from Yehuda. The Mashiach ben Yosef will redeem us from the tumah of the Einayim, and the Mashiach ben David will redeem us from the tumah of the heart. May we be zoiche to that time of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. B'mehira b'yameinu, amen.